Here is your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com. For northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, we'll see sunshine throughout the area today. Highs will top off in the middle 20s, with a northwest wind at 5 to 10. And then for tonight, skies will stay partly cloudy as low temperatures fall off to right around 15, with the wind staying light from the south. We'll stay partly sunny across the region on Thursday, with highs warming up into the lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle. Right now, it's 18.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is taking a move out of President Trump's playbook, offering his own threats to walk away from the North American Free Trade Agreement. Trudeau says there are several reasons Canada could choose not to accept the renegotiated agreement. He spoke at a town hall event and said that Canada is willing to walk away from NAFTA if the U.S. proposes a bad deal, saying we won't be pushed around. But he said he believes NAFTA is beneficial for all the member countries. While Trudeau did not go into specifics of the several reasons that could cause Canada to walk away, officials from Canada have routinely said that a change in the nation's dairy policy is a non-starter. U.S. dairy farmers want Canada to change its dairy supply management system that they say is propping up Canada's dairy industry at the expense of U.S. dairies. But with more market access granted under a new Trans-Pacific Partnership, that doesn't include the U.S., Canada dairy groups say they've had enough and won't give up further ground regarding NAFTA. Well, talks between ADM and Bunge are advancing. And ADM says they could reach an agreement to purchase Bunge as soon as next week. ADM proposed a takeover last month of Bunge, and out of the large grain trades that make money by buying, selling, storing, and shipping commodities, have struggled with global oversupplies and thin margins. While ADM and Bunge declined to comment on the talks, anonymous sources say an agreement could be reached sometime this week. The potential agreement would continue the round of farm sector consolidations, with completed mergers now of Dow DuPont between ChemChina and Syngenta, along with the pending merger of Bayer and Monsanto. Now, any deal between ADM and Bunge would face stiff regulatory scrutiny and likely opposition from U.S. farmers who fear the move could hurt grain prices. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Sonic's Morning Drink Stop is such a great way to wake up.
Oh, I know. This cherry limeade is just what the doctor ordered.
What? You must have the coolest doctor ever. Mine comes over every Sunday, helps me fold the laundry, puts a couple casseroles in the freezer.
Is your doctor your mom?
Well, yeah. She's the most qualified for the job. But her copay is pretty unreasonable.
Oh, really? How bad is it?
She makes me clean my whole room.
Stop by Sonic for large drinks starting at just 99 cents before 10 a.m. Doctor's orders. This is how you Sonic.
For a limited time, only participating Sonic drive-ins. Tax not included. See menu for details. Kansas. Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A Wichita hospital says two children have died from the flu there. Wesley Healthcare spokeswoman Susan Burchill could provide no details about the pediatric flu deaths because of privacy laws. Wichita Eagle reports the hospital defines pediatric as newborns through 18 years of age. In a related story, the former police chief of Stafford died on Sunday from complications with the flu. Doug Brown served for more than two decades in Stafford before retiring in January. KWCH-TV reports that the family of 56-year-old Doug Brown says he had the flu and pneumonia along with some other health complications at the same time. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier requiring all employees and interns working for executive branch agencies to undergo annual sexual harassment training. The executive order was signed Monday and affects roughly 20,000 state government employees. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Rick Everett.
Hey, Mr. Rancher, what's on your bucket list?
Tops on my bucket list is to attend the Lundgren Angus Ranch Dollars and Cents Sale Friday, February the 16th, selling our 99 yearling and two-year-old black and red Angus bulls. There will be 23 sons of Basin Pay Weight 1682, including six full-flush brothers and a special feature, choice of two full sister mates from the same flush. Other sires represented include EF Commando and E&B Harley, the 7229 son that sires General Cavanese progeny, also selling our 28 registered heifers from the same sires.
Every rancher should put the Lundgren Angus Ranch Sale on their bucket list because it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR genetics.
For more information or to receive a sale book, contact Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047 or view the sale book and video of all the lots at DV Auction or LundgrenAngusRanch.com.
I'm putting the Lundgren Angus Ranch Sale at the top of my bucket list as well and will plan to join you on Friday, February 16th at 12:30 p.m. Central Time at the ranch south of Gove, Kansas.
The Kansas Board of EMS is investigating a complaint involving Harper County EMS. KWCH-TV reports that Mark Grayson, an investigator with the board, says the complaint was filed in early December. Grayson couldn't comment on the nature of the complaint or who is involved. The board will determine whether a violation occurred. If it rises to the level of criminal activity, Grayson says they will turn it over to law enforcement for further investigation. A 19-year-old University of Kansas student was arrested this week after several cases of burglary and damage to property were reported to campus police. The student was arrested for burglary, theft, criminal damage to property, unauthorized computer access, and drug charges. The crimes occurred on multiple dates from December of last year through this month. The total damage and loss estimated to be in the tens of thousands of dollars. University police have not yet released the identity of the suspect. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Rick Everett.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities are saying snowy weather and slick roads likely contributed to a head-on crash in south central Nebraska that killed two people. The Kearney Hub reports that 27-year-old Keisha Wilson and 30-year-old Riley Wright, both of Kearney, died in the Monday afternoon crash on U.S. Highway 30 east of Odessa. Investigators say Wilson was driving a car that was hit head-on by a sport utility vehicle, which had crossed into oncoming traffic lanes. The Nebraska State Patrol says thousands of hash oil cartridges recently were seized after being found by troopers inside a sport utility vehicle at a rest area on Interstate 80. The patrol says a trooper was talking with a Louisiana man at the rest area near Brady on Friday when he became suspicious that the man was engaging in criminal activity. A search of the man's SUV turned up the marijuana extract and a gun. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Rick Everett.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by Y-Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
Y-Star, get the job done. Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Low to moderate income individuals, families, and senior citizens can receive free assistance in completing and filing federal, state, and local tax returns through RSVP of Northeast Kansas Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. They will assist residents, low and moderate incomes who need help filing basic tax returns. Residents using the service are asked to bring a valid photo ID, all W-2s, 1099s, 1095 forms, local wage tax forms, Social Security numbers for all taxpayers and dependents, last year's tax returns, information related to income and expenses, real estate tax receipts, and a personal banking account check if you'd like direct deposits. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Walk-In Service in Marysville will be offered Wednesdays, February 7th through April 11th, at the Helvering Community Center from 9 to 11 and from 1 until 3. An evening session is planned Thursday, February 22nd, 4 until 7 at the Lincoln Center in Marysville. They will also make one-day stops in Axtell Thursday, February 8th from 9 to 11, in Ace's Back Room, Blue Rapids Friday, February 16th, 9 to 11 and 1 until 3 at Blue Rapids Community Center, Frankfort Tuesday, February 27th, 9 to 11 and 1 to 3 at Elm Street Apartments, Summerfield Thursday, February 8th, 1 to 3 at Community Center, and Waterville Monday, March 5th, 9 to 11 and 1 until 3 at the Waterville Community Center. Services will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. For additional information, phone the RSVP office at 562-2154. Again, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance this week will be at the Helvering Center in Marysville Wednesday, 9 to 11 and 1 until 3. They will be in Axtell on Thursday from 9 to 11 in Ace's Back Room, and in Summerfield Thursday from 1 until 3 at the Community Center. Maria A. Vodder, age 84, of Waymore, passed away Saturday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 2 p.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Waymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Rosary beginning at 7 p.m. Wednesday. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5:30 till 7 at the Laughlin Ovett Funeral Home in Waymore, in charge of arrangements for Maria Vodder. Janet A. McClellan, age 84, of Marysville, formerly of Beatrice, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Mission Creek Cemetery, south of Liberty. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Janet McClellan. Norman Severns, age 90, of Overland Park, formerly of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Norman Severns. Travis Edward Reese, age 28, of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Travis Reese. Richard Dale Rowden, Sr., age 60, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life reception is planned Saturday from 1 until 10 p.m. at the Waymore Community Center, Griffiths Hoovendick Chapel of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Richard Rowden, Sr.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City, or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegranitememorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here is your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com. For northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, sunny skies are expected for this afternoon, highs near 25, with a northwest wind at 5 to 10. And then for tonight, skies will stay partly cloudy as low temperatures fall off to right around 15, with a wind staying light from the south. We'll stay partly sunny across the region on Thursday, with highs warming up into the lower 40s, with a south wind around 5 miles per hour. And then we'll stay cloudy on Thursday night as temperatures cool off to near 19, with wind staying from the east at 5 to 10. On Friday, we'll expect to see plenty of cloud cover as high temperatures top off right around 25. And then we'll see a chance of light snowfall developing by Friday night, lows near 11. Snowfall is possible once again on Saturday, with highs topping off right around 18. And then we'll see a chance of a few lingering flurries by Saturday night, lows near 5 above 0. And then we'll see sunshine on Sunday, highs will stay close to 27 degrees. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Another inch and a half of snow fell here at Marysville on Tuesday. Average high temperature early February 42, the average low 21. Sunset this evening at 5:50, sunrise in the morning 7:22.
Love a garden that's busy with butterflies and hummingbirds? A little planning now will make sure it's a lively spot. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
Are you someone who likes to entertain, throw dinner parties, or just have family and friends over? Do you cringe every time they set something on your treasured dining room table without using a coaster or mat? What damage they may cause. It only takes one time, and your table will never look the same. Well, if so, call Berger's Custom Table Pads at 800-317-PADS. That's 800-317-PADS. Berger still makes table pads like Grandma had. Half-inch thick, fold for easy storage, leatherette top, felt bottom, protects up to 550 degrees, protects from scratches, heat spills, and stains. Your furniture will always stay beautiful. You are calling direct to the factory, eliminating all retail markups and passing all savings along to you. You'll be amazed how inexpensive they are buying direct from the factory. Call 800-317-PADS. That's 800-317-PADS for your free sample and kit. Speak with an expert to see how simple it is to order. Keep your table looking new year after year. Call 800-317-PADS. 800-317-7237.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 7th, the 38th day of the year. Writers Charles Dickens and Laura Ingalls Wilder were born on this day, and in 1964, the Beatles arrived in New York on their first U.S. tour. Whether you're placing seed orders for spring planting or just fighting the winter blahs by sketching out garden plans, think about a strategy for attracting butterflies and birds. Honeysuckle, lavender, and snapdragons, for example, are considered butterfly magnets. Columbine, foxglove, and petunias are known for attracting hummingbirds. And a number of plants are loved by both. Butterfly bush, bee balm, or verbena will have your garden both buzzing and humming next season. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You'll find a list of suggested plants for attracting birds and butterflies at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. A couple of wins for Kansas teams last night. Devontae Graham scored 24 points. Udoka Azubuki added 16. And number 10, Kansas beat TCU 71-64. The Jayhawks, now 19-5, 8-3 in the Big 12, have struggled this season to dominate at home as they traditionally have, but they were able to avoid dropping two straight in Allen Fieldhouse thanks to a grinded-out finish. Up next for the Jayhawks, they'll travel to Baylor Saturday for a matchup with the last place Bears. Number 22 Wichita State took down Memphis 85-65 last night. Austin Reeves scored 22 points. Landry Shamet added 20. The Shockers now 18-5 overall, 8-3 in the American Athletic Conference. Wichita State will entertain UConn at the Roundhouse in Wichita on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Still on the fence about what seed varieties to plant this year? Star Seed has many varieties of forage and spring cover mixes that will produce the best results in your fields. Need alfalfa and oats? We have that too. Give us a call today to pre-book your spring seed products. No bag fees, no delivery fees, no kidding. We are Star Seed, and we deliver premium quality seed to our dealers whenever and wherever you need. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Former KU basketball player Brandon Green was arrested for drugs. According to reports, he was pulled over in Waubonsie County for speeding and arrested for possession of marijuana, speeding, expired registration, driving without a valid license, and distribution of marijuana. Other than that, he was doing everything okay. He was transported to the Waubonsie County Jail. Green played for the Jayhawks between 2013 and 16. He currently plays in the NBA G League for the Delaware 87ers. Former Wichita State Shocker and current New York Knicks guard Ron Baker set to undergo arthroscopic surgery on his right shoulder today and will miss the remainder of the season. The expected recovery time for Baker after the surgery is 4 to 6 months, but Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall says Baker has always been a quick healer and expects him to come back stronger than ever next year. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett.
High school basketball play Tuesday. Most of the games were postponed due to the weather. In girls action, Axtell over Pawnee City 38-29. Abilene down Council Grove 46-41. Chapman took Omega 53-43. Diller Odell beat College View 64-18. In boys play, Axtell over Pawnee City 51-48. Council Grove downed Abilene 61-57. Chapman surprised Omega 70-54. Diller Odell boys over College View 61-18. Southern took Lewiston 77-38. Washington County at Blue Valley, postponed until Thursday the 8th. Riley County at Concordia, postponed until Saturday the 17th. Marysville at Rock Creek, Hanover at Donovan West, Centralia at Lynn, Frankfort at Onega, and Clay Center versus Republic County, all postponed until Monday, February 19th. Valley Heights at Troy, postponed and will be rescheduled. Kansas State at Texas. College basketball tonight, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
You'll find them in terrariums, tucked into a shell, or mounted on a decorative slab of wood or cork. Tillandsia are low-maintenance members of the bromeliad family and make perfect plants for most homes and offices. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These easy-care epiphytes grow on trees in their native habitat. They're not parasitic, but rather gather their moisture and nutrients through small scales on their leaves. Grow your tillandsia, also called an air plant, in a brightly lit location. Submerge the plants in tepid water once a week for half an hour. Allow the excess water to drip away before returning it to its home. Water more often if the humidity in your home is low, and less often in humid rooms like the kitchen and bathroom. Monitor your plants to make sure you're watering correctly. If the leaves begin to curl, you need to water more often. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of this series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
He was a symbol of determination in the face of crisis, a man who led one of the great nations of the world against a dictator hungry for global domination. We look back on the life that led him to the world stage
on this edition of the American Countryside. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Winston Churchill was born in 1874. Son of well-to-do parents, his father was from a long line of English aristocrats.
His parents weren't around much for him. He was actually spent a lot of time with his nanny, and then he actually dropped out of school at a very young age.
And by 1893, he was in military school, says Tyler Oberlag, at the National Churchill Museum in Fulton, Missouri.
He wanted to join the military. He failed the entrance exam twice. He wasn't a good student at all. His main interests were history and writing, go figure. He didn't like math, anything like that very much.
His lack of schooling, though, perhaps provided him with qualities helpful in his future leadership.
This is interesting to see when you're getting knocked down as a student, and this is a theme in his life. He's very resilient in that anytime he faced adversity, he had overcome it. So I think a lot had to come from his childhood background.
By 1899, he was headed to South Africa to cover fighting there for a London newspaper. Again, he found adversity upon arrival.
As a journalist, he got captured in the Boer War, and he's a prisoner of war. He had very traumatic things happen to him at a very young age, and that really taught him to be resilient. So by the time he became prime minister in 1940, in the face of the German army and Hitler, he's more prepared to face that challenge because of the things that happened in his past.
His escape through a bathroom window made headlines. He came home and was a member of the House of Commons. He fought briefly in World War I and served as the equivalent of the Secretary of the Navy, helping modernize the English fleet. But his role as leader of his country was just beginning. Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Fulton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Flexibility to your cattle grazing program with sorghum. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. After harvest in the fall, sorghum stock fields can be used to extend the number of grazing days as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The pasture grazing season is just around the corner, but it's never too early to think about what your cattle will be eating as we go into next winter. Forage sorghums allow pastures and rangeland to rest while extending the grazing season in the fall. Adam Baldwin is the vice president of the Sorghum Checkoff. He says there are several benefits to grazing cattle in harvested sorghum fields versus fields with corn residue.
If you look at how a sorghum plant is versus a corn plant's big and tall, it's got a really tough stalk. The cattle really aren't going to want to eat, and the leaves are gone. They blow away after post-harvest. Well, with sorghum, you're just clipping the top of the head off, It has an edible stock. The leaves stay there. It's a very desirable opportunity for cattlemen.
Baldwin says how long the cattle can be out there depends on the animal stocking rate and the crop. There will be grain on the ground from harvest losses and, of course, the biomass. Some cattle producers also put a protein tub in the field to help supplement the diet. If you don't raise sorghum but have a neighbor who does, grazing your cattle on his fields can benefit both of you.
Well, I think it's just a great thing to consider, especially in tough economic times. I'd rather graze the forage stocks and have to buy someone's hay. For the grower, the cattle nutrients are staying there on the field, and it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
There are many different sorghum types and varieties. Depending on the producer's goal, there is the ability to graze, hay, or put it into silage. Sorghum sedan grasses are popular for grazing and can handle tough environments. They tend to be tolerant of drought and high pH soils. However, sorghum does need a good nutrient management plan to reduce the risk of high nitrates. Learn more about grazing sorghum at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
There will be a farm retirement auction for Catoptish Farms Thursday, February 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. Selling three John Deere tractors, a 2015 model 6150 and a pair of 2016 model 8345. Combines include a 2015 and a pair of 2016 John Deere S670s, plus nine headers and seven head hauling carts. Also selling a 98 Peterbilt 379 semi, a 2015 Chevy 3500 service truck, two Tempty 40-foot popper bottom trailers, a 53-foot drop deck, and a pair of Bedford 34-foot combine trailers, two Brent grain carts, as well as miscellaneous fuel trailers, AMS equipment, and other farm support items will be sold. All are completely serviced and field ready. No small rack items. Machinery will sell early. The equipment has all been shedded and is like new. Inspection dates Monday through Wednesday, February 12th to the 14th. Sale begins promptly at 10 a.m. Thursday, February 15th, a mile and a half south of Blue Rapids at 2517 8th Road. Sullivan Auctioneers will conduct the sale. Go online at sullivanauctioneers.com or contact sale manager Zach Heiner or Matt Sullivan. Complete sale bill also listed online at our auction calendar at KNDYRadio.com.
A touch of optimism today for the commodity grower. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms.
For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you know it can be a cyclical business. So as we find ourselves at or near the bottom of the cycle, here's a bit of optimism from Tanner Emke, manager of the Knowledge Exchange Division at Denver-based CoBank.
Both in the U.S. and around the world, demand continues to grow for livestock and biofuels. And we're seeing continual livestock demand grow, and we're expecting that to continue for the next 3 years. The downside, though, obviously, is the supply of grains out there in the U.S. and around the world is obviously high. We see the piles here in the U.S., but we see those same piles of corn and wheat down in South America. Brazil's got piles of grain. Over in Russia, they got piles of wheat. So while the demand story is very positive, we got to look at the supply issue here, and the only way we can really resolve this is sustained growth in demand, and that's what we're seeing. So our longer view is that while prices are discouraging right now, we're going to see some improvement going forward.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas lawmakers introduced a bill to address county-level transparency in the fallout of a proposed Tyson processing plant near Tonganoxie, Kansas. A proposed processing facility was abandoned following perceived opposition in Leavenworth County last year. Legislation would require countywide public votes on large-scale poultry project proposals, expanding existing state law allowing public scrutiny of hog and dairy facilities. Sponsor of the bill says it would improve transparency of county-permitted poultry operations, contending that local residents were unaware that Tyson was proposing a poultry plant in their community. The proposed $320 million Tyson facility would have created some 1,600 jobs in the community, according to company estimates. Well, research suggests there's been less farm and ranch land for sale than usual over the last few years, but Farmers National Company is reporting a 50% increase in listings. Experts say the industry is experiencing a post-harvest bump in land prices in most of the grain-producing areas, meaning that with above-average crop yields in most locations, farmers' optimism increasing and has the bidding for quality cropland higher. But continued low interest rates are helping create demand for ag land and long-term investments for individuals and institutional funding. A company spokesperson says there's still enough purchasing power in the hands of farmers to compete for good land, but the next 6 months will determine what the market does next, with many negative factors looming. Low grain prices have depressed farm income and reduced cash flow, leaving less available funds for farmers to purchase land. Farmers National Company is proclaimed to be the nation's leading agriculture landowner services company based in Omaha, Nebraska. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at agview.net. Follow us on Twitter at agviewnews. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
This is Tyler Sudig with the Wahoo Livestock Commission in Wahoo, Nebraska. This Friday, February 9th at 12 o'clock, we'll have a special feeder cattle sale, expecting 800 to 900 head. Some early consignments, 300 head of F1 black white face steers, an average weighing 5 to 750 pounds, are weaned 2 rounds of fall vaccination. Heifers will be replacement quality. 120 head of black and red bulls and heifers weighing 5 to 700 pounds are weaned since November. 65 head of black cross heifers weighing 750 to 850, they're weaned 2 rounds of fall vaccination open. 61 head of black and Charolais cross steers and heifers weighing 6 to 750 pounds are weaned 75 days weaned. Fall vaccinated. 60 head of black Angus steers and heifers weighing 5 to 750 pounds are weaned 2 rounds of fall vaccination. 45 head of black and cross bulls and heifers weighing 5 to 700 pounds are weaned. 35 head of red and black cross steers and heifers weighing 6 to 800 pounds weaned vaccinated. 30 head of black cross steers and heifers weighing 550 to 750 weaned fall vaccinated. 20 head of black cross steers and heifers weighing 450 to 650 weaned fall vaccinated. 16 head of Charolais cross steers and heifers weighing 650 to 750 weaned fall vaccinated. 15 head of black cross steers and heifers weighing 5 to 700 pounds weaned fall vaccinated. 15 head of black steers and heifers weighing 650 to 750 weaned 120 days fall vaccinated. That's it. this Friday, February 9th, the Wahoo Livestock Commission in Wahoo, Nebraska. For more information, give us a call at 402-443-3512, or you can check us out on our web at wahoolivestock.com. Thank you.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, two-sided trade for corn and soybean. Today, really some bouncing back and forth between up and down. Right now, March corn is up one at 364 and a half. May is up 0.75 cents at 372. The later months are mostly higher. As far as the soybeans are concerned, March beans down 2 at 984 and a quarter. May beans down 2.5 at 995 and a quarter. The products are mixed. March soybean meal is up $3.30 at 335. May is up 310 at 338.50. March soy oil is down 47 points at 36, make that 32.69. May bean oil down 47 points at 32.88. So mixed numbers in the soy complex, but the beans themselves are down again, at least for the time being. Kansas City wheat has held on to some very nice gains over the course of the day. March KC wheat at 479 and a half, that's up 10 and a half. May KC wheat at 494 and a quarter, that is up 10 and a quarter. So things are looking good for all three of the wheat markets, as a matter of fact, but Kansas City wheat doing especially well. February live cattle up 12 at 125.75. April down 52 at 124.05. So mixed numbers within live cattle. Feeder cattle mostly lower. March feeders down 27 at 148.45. April down 35 at 149.07. So some struggles there. The later months are mostly lower. Hogs have been down through the day. February hogs at 74.15, down 60. April hogs, look out, down 227 at 69.12. So not a good look for hogs. Here on a midweek Wednesday, March cotton is down 20 points at 75.99. May cotton down 6 points at 77.32. Crude oil is down again. March crude down $1.74 at 61.65. April crude down $1.65 at 61.46. So tough going for crude oil today on Wednesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
The vast majority of customers who make Wichita RV their last stop shop no more. And here's the reason. For over 25 years, Wichita RV, now with two locations in Wichita, has been serving Kansas and surrounding states, providing a superior sales experience in both new and pre-owned recreational vehicles. Right now, if you've even thought about looking, you owe it to yourself to check out Wichita RV's late winter sale of 2017 holdover models. Brand new units, blowout prices at Wichita RV. Learn more at WichitaRV.com.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by Comark Energy Co-op.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And in 2 days this week, the director of the Environmental Protection Agency made people happy and then made them angry. I'll tell you what he did after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
On the last day of January, this headline showed up on my Reuters computer. EPA delays water rule for 2 years. And then on February 1st, this headline came across the computer. EPA chief riles ethanol advocates with a call for biofuels policy reform. So what's it all about? Well, Scott Pruitt, the administrator of EPA, found out you're not loved very long in Washington, D.C. He said the delay of the 2015 Waters of the United States rule will not be applicable for 2 years while it works to repeal and replace the Obama-era Clean Water Regulation. That was greeted with applause by the agricultural community. EPA Administrator Pruitt said the delay of the 2015 rule that defined which small waterways can be governed by federal regulations will reduce confusion and provide certainty to America's farmers and ranchers. The agency, currently reviewing public comments for its 2017 proposal to rescind that rule. But then, a day later, the head of the U.S. EPA said that the recent bankruptcy of a Pennsylvania oil refiner was evidence the nation's biofuel policy needs an overhaul, in comments that infuriated biofuels advocates. Philadelphia Energy Solutions, the largest oil refiner on the East Coast, filed for bankruptcy last month, and the company blamed the cost of complying with the Renewable Fuels Standard, a law requiring refiners to blend corn-based ethanol and other fuels into their gasoline and diesel. Well, that made the biofuel industry angry. Back with the final word after this message.
If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
So, EPA Chief Scott Pruitt, thank you for your action on waters of the United States. We do not thank you for what you did on the ethanol situation. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Reducing nitrate loss through tile lines is a goal for landowners. A simple water testing kit puts the power of data in their own hands on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Farmers want to know how much nitrogen is leaving their fields through the tile lines, but most water monitoring methods are expensive or time-consuming. An Iowa project called Retain distributes simple water testing kits to landowners. There are 25 test strips per bottle, which allows for weekly or bi-weekly testing and after rain events during the growing season. Jamie Benning is the water quality program manager at Iowa State University. She says the strips are dipped in water coming from the tile, and in just 60 seconds, you'll know how much nitrate and nitrite is in the water.
With the kit, they get a logbook, so as they go out and take those tests, they can log their results over the course of a growing season and as we have rainfall fluctuations and really see how is that impacting their nitrogen loss. At the end of a season or two, if they're seeing values for nitrate concentration that are fairly high, that's when we recommend, let's think about taking some additional steps.
Benning says landowners are also using the kits to see if their conservation practices are effective.
We're seeing some as just confirmation that their cover crops are working like they'd like them to, and they're able to monitor and see if their concentrations of nitrate are lower than some of the other sampling that they've done on other farms without cover crops. It's been just that piece of information they needed to move forward and install a structural practice. So we've seen some installation of wetlands and bioreactors.
Benning says the first test kit is free, supported through grant funds. And after that, it's $39. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the retained test kits and where to get them at agriculture.com.
Fairbury Livestock Company proudly salutes the Fairbury and surrounding area FFA chapters for training their members in the many areas of agriculture. Today's FFA members are tomorrow's leaders in the field of agriculture. From your friends at Fairbury Livestock Company, check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. News that China has initiated an anti-dumping investigation over U.S. sorghum is a cause for concern for the U.S. sorghum industry. The investigation was announced and launched Sunday. National Sorghum Producers CEO Tim Lust says his organization is taking the necessary steps to respond.
We do not dump U.S. sorghum or unfairly subsidize U.S. sorghum. Sorghum produced in the United States is not injuring Chinese sorghum farmers or our many partners in China. So certainly we're at the very beginning of what could be as much as a one-year process, and we will participate fully in that investigation. Obviously, farmers in the trade are extremely concerned about market access to China. We've seen tremendous impacts in the last 48 hours on the market. But the fact remains, the market in China is not shut down. And while this process can vary considerably by time, the impacts could be months off.
U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Tom Slate explains the process of these kinds of investigations.
It's an investigation by the Ministry of Commerce in China into sorghum and possibly either dumping or subsidizing exports into China. We don't feel that they're doing either one of those things, but it is a prescribed process. You know, there are lots of bureaucratic steps that China must recognize in terms of sheer timing. There's also steps that are prescribed by World Trade Organization rules. This is where it becomes really in handy because they do create the foundation for trade.
Slate says it's important to be mindful of the many rumors that emerge during these kinds of investigation. Meanwhile, the National Sorghum Producers says they will keep the industry updated as the process continues to move forward. You can learn more about how the U.S. grain industry supports trade online at www.grains.org. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right. Less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.